The brothers had just been thinking about a pick, didn't have any designs on their sister's luscious body. I suppose I can't keep calling them the brothers, you don't know who I'm talking about. Harry and Tommy Doyle they were. First generation English, the father a copper who'd lived here since he was six, but the Doyle boys still came on like they were born in Tipperary. My foster parents were called Howard, but PC Doyle knew I had an Irish surname, so he'd stop me in the street and talk about Ireland, what a grand place it was, and did I know where my family came from? Which I didn't. My grandparents were born here, so if the call had ever come from Lansdowne Road, I'd have had to say I wasn't qualified, but if you've got an Irish name, the Paddies always want to co-opt you. He was all right, Mr. Doyle. He even asked the Howards if they wanted him to take me to Mass with his family when they went on Sundays. The Howards said they'd leave it to me. I didn't have to go, but I could if I wanted to. But if I didn't, I needn't. Which I didn't. I've never been to Mass in my life. Or any other kind of religious service, far as I know. Except in Young Offenders, of course, where you went to anything that was going just to get out of your cell. But I liked it that he'd thought enough of me to ask. You'd wonder sometimes why, when the father's all right, the son has to be a dickhead. Another thing you'd sometimes wonder, if Ireland is such a grand place, why do so many Irish people come over here and never go back? Harry said, "You keep your hands off our sister." He stuck his finger in my chest as he said it. I've always hated it when people do that. Even then we could still, all three of us, have walked away, no harm done. That's certainly what I wanted. I said, "I told you, I was just imagining a pick." And then I told them the stuff about liking to see a girl who wasn't as thin as a rake smiling, and about how I'd composed the pic. Harry said, "You calling our sister fat?" He had an English accent, same as I did, not a touch of the Paddy about him, but it takes at least a generation, and usually two, to get people to realise that they're English and not Irish. If they're American, they never seem to grasp it. We had about four Irish families in the street. They'd all troop off to Mass on Sundays, and they didn't do their socialising locally but in the Hibernian Club downtown. Didn't have as much as they'd have liked, but intended their children should have more. The aspirational working class, I learned to call them in sociology. The English version has disappeared, apparently. Anyone who aspired has made it, and those who are left have given up. Live off the state and what you can nick, like my mother and the creep. But there's still plenty of immigrants who aspire. Christian Brothers did the teaching at St. Simeon's, which is where the boys had gone, and they were known for their discipline. Maybe the treatment they handed out was what made the Catholic kids think they were so hard. It was a mistake, but most of them made it. Either that, or it's just part of the culture for Paddies to prance around pretending to be hard. They told us in sociology never to underestimate the power of the culture. Capital C. "No," I said, "I'm not saying your sister is fat. I'm saying she'd make a lovely picture." I think I'd realised by now that Harry was determined to bring this to a fight, and nothing I did was going to change that. But I had to try. When you're in jail for an offence like mine, you never actually do your time. The best you can hope for, and this is what had happened to me, is that you're released on licence. What that means is that if you commit any kind of offence, they can take you back inside to finish your original sentence. Even if the new offence is shoplifting a Snickers bar, and the original sentence was life imprisonment, they can still take you back to serve it. And as it happens, my original sentence was life imprisonment, because that's mandatory in this country for the offence I'd been found guilty of. Because of my age, they didn't call it that. They called it detention at the pleasure of Her Majesty. But life imprisonment is what that means, at least in my case. The judge made that clear when he sentenced me. And I wouldn't be going back to Young Offenders. I was an adult now, and it would be adult jail I went to. And I'd had some of that already, and I hadn't liked it. At all. So I wanted to stay out of trouble if I could, and if that meant seeming to back down in front of the Doyle boys, back down is what I'd have to do. There are limits, though, which Harry Doyle overstepped when he called my foster mother an ugly cow. I dropped him.